So, you know, the vote blue no matter who in the fucking, like, blue wave Democrats or whatever, they're freaking out about Kanye West running for president because they're convinced it's some, like, deep state conspiracy theory to pull black voters away from Biden and ensure Biden loses. So that's, like, their premise. So somebody who goes by the Ricky Davila, who has 300,000 followers for some reason, but also has hashtag resist in his bio.
There's the reason.
There's the reason. Says, to be clear, Kanye West is a red hat wearing MAGA lunatic. So if he's wanting to run for the presidency, it's probably a plan between Trump and Kanye to strip whatever support they can away from Biden as a last ditch effort. That's what I believe. Now, I keep seeing that, like, sort of conspiracy, and I don't really get it, because what if Kanye is just narcissistic enough to run on his own? This is the same guy who, like, wants to change his name to fucking, like, Chosen Billionaire or some shit, and, like, is married into the Kardashian family. Maybe he's just that fucking narcissistic.
Hey, you're telling me that Kanye West, the cat that, what, jumped on the stage?
Yes.
To tell that person that no, Beyonce Knowles
Taylor
actually
Swift,
won
yes.
Which, Beyonce, Kanye West beefing with Taylor Swift, like, it seems more like they should be allied.
You would think.
Yeah, but wait, didn't Taylor Swift say some shit against them Nazi niggas?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, so never
but
mind.
But that was after.
Yeah, some time ago.
Know.
Yeah, that shit was like 2015 or 14. That was a clip ago. Yeah, it's fucking logical, like, what you're saying. He would just fucking up and do it his damn self.
Yeah, and I mean, also, like, and this isn't mental illness shaming, but the dude is bipolar, and that, I think, has contributed to some of his decision-making, because he's been very clear in the past that he absolutely refuses to take his medication or any sort of medication. Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things with bipolar can sometimes be rash decision-making, and, you know, I think that combined with his underlying, like, sort of, like, narcissistic attitude, which I think he already had. Yeah. This is the guy who got on stage and said, what, George Bush doesn't care about black people. You don't deserve this award. I'm gonna let you finish. But, you know, has had fucking Twitter threads that are like 87 tweets of him just whatever. His fucking prison performances he was doing, where he wanted to convert all the prisoners to Christianity, so he was giving concerts in prison. He just does shit like this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, more context.
Yeah.
Follow all these guys.
Oh, yeah, he had a whole fucking, like, thing where he was doing, like, concerts in prison, and, like, the inmates got, like, basically perks to go, so of course they went, and he was like, look at, how good God is that he's bringing these people to Jesus. And it's like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, go fucking contribute to an anti-violence program or something. You're a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, like, them niggas is getting a fruit cup in 5 hours out of the hole.
Like, right, exactly. Like, you
that's
know.
That's Jesus? Actually, yeah, that's Jesus.
So, anyways, so, like, I don't really buy the whole, like, it's a thing between him and Trump. I think that they're two equally narcissistic people who are just behaving as they want to fucking behave. Whatever.
Yeah.
So Deborah Messing retweets this tweet about, you know, he's a MAGA-wearing lunatic trying to take votes. And Deborah Messing quote-tweets it and says, absolutely, he's playing Jill Stein. He's trying to take young black voters from Biden. It's disgusting. 14,000 likes, by the way. And Nina Turner quote-tweeted that and said, you just can't stop dipping, can you? Deborah Messing added her. I appreciate the at. Your connotation is racist. Black voters are not owned by anyone. Our vote should be earned every election cycle. We can think for ourselves and don't need your help. Sometimes it's best to stay out of family business.
That's like rank and file.
Right, like all these things are true, you know?
Yeah, like all that, that's like, I could see, like, that should really just say black people said this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, black people have been saying this, where it's, you know, whatever. And she quote tweets, Deborah Messing quote tweets that from Nina Turner and says, oh, please, Nina. Kanye is an avowed Trump supporter. Trump's numbers have plummeted. Trump doubles down on his racist platform at Mount Rushmore. And 100 days before the election, Kanye is going to announce now. I thought you were smarter than that, Nina. Nina, clearly it is an attempt to help.
I thought you were smarter than that.
Yeah, fucking condescension.
I thought you were one of the good ones.
Also, speaking of Kanye, he said during the 2016 election he was gonna run in 2020. By the fucking way.
No, like, Democrats don't remember shit. Like, Democrats have the shortest fucking memory.
Goldfish brains.
Jesus Christ. Like, and the joke is, like, because, and that's the irony is, you hear Democrats like Driftglass and Blue Gal, they call themselves the professional left, and one of the things you'll hear them say since they've been podcasting since 2010 is that Republicans rely on no memory.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no, partisan hacks rely on no memory.
Yep, it really is goldfish brain. Like, really.
Yeah, most of what they say about each other is just what can be said about anyone that's a hack.
Yep. And so, then Deborah, of course, continues, because why be racist in one tweet when you can do it in three? Her second tweet said, clearly this isn't an attempt to help Trump. Trump was the first word of the second tweet, because she doesn't know how to break her fucking tweets up.
And also, like, clearly, like, so, they just, like, they're going with tinfoil kente cloth now.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so glad I said that. I hope I'm the first one to say it.
You need to make it a hashtag.
Yeah, like, yeah, tinfoil kente cloth. Like,
except people are going to think you're talking about hoteps.
Ooh, yeah, so I better be specific. That's how I'm going to cover this one, because I'm going to type up something about this. Okay. And yeah, #DeborahMessy has on her tinfoil kente cloth again.
Yes. And so her second tweet, it says, Biden swept African American vote in the South. Kanye has millions of young AA fans. It's not racist to say that Kanye can take Biden leading voters away from him. It's numbers, all caps. Statistics, all caps. If you want to use this to grab your spotlight, by all means. Like,
to grab your spot. She is
Nina
racist
Turner, like,
fuck.
Was it Nina Turner like a fucking senator or
a
shit?
A state senator out of Ohio.
Okay.
But to grab, what'd she say, shine?
Take your, grab your spotlight.
Your spotlight.
Yeah.
Deborah is a piece of fucking shit.
And I'm actually, just went back to look at Nina Turner's bio, right? So yes, Ohio State Senator, professor, host of Hello Somebody podcast, and has 360,000 followers. But okay, she needs to grab a spotlight, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me go ahead and look up Nina Turner's motherfucking age. Like, I just want to know what level of grown-ass adult you are addressing like this. Because I need to know exactly, like, with which level of velocity Angela Bassett needs to wait for your exhale.
It's just funny to me how, like, everyone says black people look grown, and that's like an excuse to demonize black children or young black adults because they look too grown. But when you have a grown ass black person, they fucking get talked to like a goddamn child.
Yep, at 52 farther mocking years old. And when my brain hits it different now. When I see that someone's 52, I'm like, oh, they're not that much older than me.
Shit, Ilhan Omar is only, like, I think, right in between our ages.
And Deborah Messing is 50 fuck damn one. Like, but
not everybody can be the star of a show where they're not the best character.
At all. Like, actually a character where I'm just like, it's how you start looking at what, like, I think for those of us that were into the Dexter program, you get to, like, season 2 and you're just like, so let's, this Dexter's wife thing, is this just going to keep happening? Yeah, like, that was Deborah Messing if you try to watch the Will and Grace program. You're, like, 6 episodes in, and you're like, oh, are we keeping this one?
It should have been Jack and Karen and sometimes Will.
Sometimes Will, and, yeah, instead of sometimes just Will, the two guys he plays poker with, mm-hmm. that'll be the 3 guys that Karen and Jack play poker with.
Yeah.
And have Will do his British accent every 3 episodes. Because it fucking slaps.
Jack and Karen were way funnier than Will and Grace.
They were damn good.
Like, it was ridiculous.
One of my favorite things, I think I posted the video to social media many moons ago, where Jack is talking to Will, and without breaking cadence, tone, inflection, anything, like, does a handstand on the chair, on the chair armrest in the office, and does, like, some gymnastic flip-down thing, stays in the conversation the whole time, and then just says 10 points. And the meeting's over.
Yes.
Fucking, what's that mother, the guy that plays Jack?
Oh, it's Sean somebody.
Yeah, not Sean Kemp. I think that was one of them football
Sean
boys.
An athlete.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Not Sean Ellis. Not Sean Murphy.
It was, Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
And, Sean Hayes didn't age too damn hard. He wears his whiteness well.
That's because he doesn't say racist-ass shit about Nina Turner on Twitter.
Yeah. And he probably just said it the same way I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was that the whole flex down?
No, there's one more tweet.
One more. Oh, so, Jesus.
Right. I said, it's a three tweet. It's a performance.
God damn. God, racism has a closing act?
Yes. It's a play in three acts. You can't just be racist in one of them.
God, but it's a tour, so
you have to say something racist in each one. One, two, three, right? So the first racist thing was, I thought you were smarter than that, Nina.
Whew.
The second one, if you want to use this to grab your spotlight, by all means. But then she follows it up by saying, if you really care about the African-American community having their vote counted, I'll have Stacey Abrams call you when I speak with her this week. What in the fucking step and fetch it?
And also, like, nigga, who the fuck is Stacey Abrams? You mean the nigga that lost and yes. then got humiliated on the Lawrence O'Donnell show?
Yes.
Because she thought Biden was going to announce her shit? And then Marc Maron did an episode with her, but Marc Maron releases his episodes late. So he did his episode before the Lawrence O'Donnell thing. So they still thought she was going to be VP.
Yeah.
So it's inadvertently a comedy episode because it drops later. That Stacey Abrams?
Yes.
Stacey Abrams, the Bloomberg bootlicker?
Yes.
That nigga? Yes. That's who you're calling against Comrade Turner?
Right. But also, and like, aside from the fact that I don't trust Stacey Abrams for my own reasons, and her politics and whatnot, but the fact that a white woman was comfortable being on Twitter, Deborah Messing, I think, has like 600,000 followers, Nina Turner has 300-something thousand, like, millions of people, like, literally, no exaggeration, millions of people are probably going to see this exchange, and this white-ass woman was comfortable as fuck saying, I'm calling my black manager friend on you to come fix this. Is basically what, like, it was a cross between my black friend and I'm calling the manager, and was comfortable as shit saying this. And Stacey Abrams has not said shit. So it's like, is this how you let white people talk about you? Is this what you are to white people?
No. You see, you're wrong. See, okay. That's the freckles talking. That's not how Stacey Abrams lets white people talk about her. Mm-hmm. It's how she lets white people talk to her.
Oh. Okay? Wow.
We deal with facts in the wine, so.
Do we?
Fact-based facts.
Fact-based facts.
All right, and yeah. Let's go ahead and split that the hell up.